Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome. This is Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. And I'm excited to have our guest speaker, Mr. Liaquat Abbas. So, assalamu alaikum, brother, first of all.
Alaykum assalam, sister.
Well, brother Liaquat brings a wealth of psychology and also he has studied Hausa. So, like, he has this wealth of knowledge. He's going to help us navigate through a lot of issues that are related to Islamic upbringing. Well, today we are going to discuss some of the strategies that parents and educators can apply to help teenagers go through different challenges. So yes, Brother Liaquat, what are the different strategies and ways the educators and parents can apply to help the teenagers to overcome different sorts of challenges?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Thank you so much for having me over here. The first one over here, I would say, is for the parents. Let's start with the parents because, you know, when we speak about strategies and how they have to tackle the challenges and what are the strategies which are used in order to tackle the challenges, it is divided into two parts. One is for the parents and one is for the educators or the teachers.
All right, so there's not there's not common strategies are for both.
Yeah, they are common. Few of them are definitely common.
But you're going to discuss different.
I'm going to discuss it differently. Where there's a common part, I'm going to let you know and I'm going to let the listeners know about it. But where there is a bit of difference and there are strategies exclusively for the parents and there are strategies exclusively for the educators or teachers, example. Which can be used, inshallah, for our beloved teens, inshallah.
So
as of now, we're going to speak about the parents. So what are the strategies or how can parents support their teenagers in navigating challenges in their lives, basically? Yeah. The first thing is open communication. So I would say definitely these points should be written by all the parents because they are very important, according to me, inshallah. And of course, if implied in their day-to-day lives, inshallah, that their teens will definitely see, they will see a lot of change between their relationship with their teenagers, inshallah. So the first thing is open communication. When a parent creates an environment where teens feel safe, teens feel open, teens feel free in order to discuss their thoughts and their feelings, then many issues are going to be solved. This is the first step of solving many challenges for the teenagers. So as a parent, if you are open to communication, if you're open to dialogues with your teen, example, or teenage, or teenagers, example, with your teens, then 50% at least is already solved.
So, hey, you know what sometimes teenagers do, or even the parents do? When they come up with some challenge, they eat up their brains with this stress within themselves, and they're not able to talk about it. So you're saying the first 50% problem is solved by talking, by communicating. Do communicate.
So you know, you have to make it feel like you are open to communication.
Yeah.
You are not narrow-minded.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are parents who are like narrow-minded
and teens
they
are
want
not able to
force their ideology upon their teens' ideology. You see, this is really unfortunate.
So this
shouldn't be happening.
True. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back in a while.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul سينين وخالقنا وراسقنا وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Welcome back. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with me in the studio and we are discussing what parents and educators can do to help their teens navigate different challenges. So first was to communicate with them. When you communicate, 50% problem is solved. And you said parents should not, actually force their ideology on the teenagers, because some parents are like that. Please talk to them. Please have this open communication. This will help a lot. Yeah.
So when the teen is feeling fearful in order to discuss, that is where the open communication is not there.
Fails, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The very fact that the teen is able to say, okay, if someone asks the teen, you know what? If you face a difficulty in your life, whom are you going to share it with? The teen should be able to say, my parents.
Okay.
Over here. If this is happening, then I would say, yeah, those parents are really successful parents. Of course, even if not, there are other reasons, of course.
Yeah.
There can be other reasons where the teen is not able to approach his or her parents, example. But normally, this should be happening. Normally, an environment is created where the teen is not fearful in order to express, example, his ideology or his difficulty or his thoughts or feelings. Okay, the second one, I would say a strategy which is very important is active listening. Example,
okay.
Showing empathy, showing that you understand your mm-hmm. teen, okay? You understand your child when they are sharing their concern and you have concerns for them, and also kind of validating their feelings rather than straightforwardly dismissing them or turning them down, example.
Yeah.
This is very important. Like, you show them that you are there for them. You show them that you are listening. You have your shoulder for
yeah.
them. You see? This is very important. Active listening is the second step. When these two go hand in hand,
mm-hmm.
example, your teen is saying, I have this problem.
Yeah.
Straight away you say, oh, you know what? The solution, don't just interrupt him or her. Let him say, it's okay. Let him say, you should be an active
even
listener.
Even if it's not in harmony with your thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. 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 The Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam were active listeners. In the first place, when anyone used to come to ask a question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Imams alayhi salatu wasalam, they used to listen to
yeah.
the problem. They used to listen completely. Okay, once he is done, once that person is done, example, then definitely they would give their reply back. They would answer them back to the question, example. Yeah. So over here, I would say it's very important to be an active listener.
Yeah.
This is the second step. Number three is to set boundaries. You know, okay, now the conversation is going.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have some boundaries, isn't it? It shouldn't be like, okay, what is halal is always halal. What is haram is always haram. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, you have empathy. You have concerns towards your teen. You have
yeah.
all your feelings, emotions towards your teen. Likewise, vice versa. That doesn't mean that, okay, whatever he's saying, okay, you are going hand in hand.
Yeah.
So you have to set boundaries for that as well.
Yeah.
So setting up boundaries is
setting up boundaries is third. And we'll discuss more strategies. That's not all. After our short break, dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with me in the studio, and we're talking about the strategies that parents can use to help their teenagers navigate different challenges. First of all, you said be open to communication. Communicate with your child whether something is stressing you or whether something is stressing teenagers. Both come up and both talk. And when you as a parent are participating in this communication, just not be only the dictator of terms, be an active listener was the second step. So listen to them as like, you gave the example of the Prophet, as Imams, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. You said that they would listen and they would be active listeners, and then they would give their wise advices to the people. And third, you said set boundaries. If halal is halal, it's always halal. If something is haram, it's not like, okay, it's not haram for this particular time, but then, okay, it's haram for only this particular time. So haram is always haram and halal is always halal.
Yes. So when you set up boundaries and you establish clear expectations, and of course, showing them consequences of what they are doing. Let me just take an example over here, because setting up boundaries might not be clear for a few people, maybe. So over here, if a person wants to enter a haram relationship or wants to go with a company of friends who are bad, okay? Okay. Of course, it's not haram over here. But the very fact that the akhlaq or the ethics or the character of those bad people will definitely show its impact on your child or your teen as well. So you want to stop your teen, okay?
I would like to add something here. Like, we have something in Kashmir, unfortunately,
okay,
where most of the mothers with their teenager girls, they would say, okay, this is not the time to hijab. And when they will go reach a certain age, like, for example, enter their 20s, then maybe they should practice, but not like now, even in their teens, right? So when they have already, like, way back reached puberty and, like, you know, stuff, but still we have that. So, but you said here that boundaries are not time bound.
Yes,
you know,
definitely.
Some boundaries are like, why are you making your daughter like a center of attraction for others? She is like more young, more attractive, more,
definitely.
Much more,
yes.
You know,
yep.
Vulnerable, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So over here, when we speak about boundaries, it's not just the Islamic boundaries what we are talking about. Of course, halal and haram are the first priority. Like when we speak about boundaries, like which are the boundaries set to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
But there are other boundaries too, which are called the boundaries of ethics or the boundaries of which shape our character.
Values, yeah.
Example, yeah, what we value. There are boundaries even in aqaid, even in our beliefs. Like what boundaries, in what boundaries should we have belief in?
Yes.
And what should we have, like what should we negate? What should we be negating? Example.
Yeah.
So anyways, there are boundaries in every single place. Even if a person goes to school, there are boundaries. Okay, there are limitations. Do's and don'ts, basically, yeah?
Yeah.
So whenever there's a conversation or even there is a challenge, any challenge, you have to make your teen know, make him or her make sure that they know that what do you expect from them and what are the consequences if they move ahead. Okay, example, what do you expect from your teen? You expect that he doesn't have a bad friend, okay?
Yeah.
He doesn't enter the bad group of friends.
Yeah.
And if he enters, example, okay, then you are going to let him know about the consequences.
And also, like, I would say, you know, sometimes you deal with a situation where your child is facing through this trauma of, like, they have this dim eyesight and other things when they cross the boundaries of screen time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like, yeah, when we talk about setting boundaries, it's not just related to religious boundaries only. You said ethical boundaries are also there.
Yes.
And also some of the rules that make them disciplined, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
That was all the time we had for today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.